This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This episode's top comment comes from Dorcas Photo, and he said, "Yeehaw, Megan. I don't know if I'm learning, but I know I'm having fun." That's what life is all about. Not really knowing what you're doing, but having fun while you're doing it. Thank you, Dorcas. Leave your comment for a chance to be read on a future episode of Just a Tip. I'm going to be continuously picking my favorite ones, so go out there and make it funny.
If you're looking for advice from a real girl who might not have the answers, but goddamn she'll try, just a tip, then you'll be on your way. With Meg and Batoon on Friday.
Welcome to Just a Tip, an advice podcast hosted by me, Megan Batoon. But today we're doing one of my favorite segments called Tip Jar. Tip Jar is where I ask you on Twitter to send one or two words, and then we're going to go around the room and give our best quick tip on them. Today I have Amanda Souk here.
Hello!
My roommate for, how long did we live together?
I think 7 years. What?
7 years.
Six.
I mean, why are you acting like seven is so far from six?
I don't know.
Numbers are offensive. We are not roommates any longer, but we lived together for 6 years straight and didn't have any other roommates. We actually did have one roommate before. I moved out here with a girl named Amanda from Miami. The Amanda that's here in this room.
Wow, this is so confusing. Too many Amandas. There's too many.
Well, yeah. So you were living in a separate room and I was sharing another room with a girl named Amanda, and we had
a bunk bed.
We had adult bunk beds, and it was horrific. And she would, when her boyfriend came to visit, she would be on the top bunk with her boyfriend.
And I just remember that top bunk being so close to the ceiling. I don't know how you guys
made it work. It was literally like Kill Bill. Like yeah. That, it was
no,
so
it was the size of your forearm. Yeah. I don't know how you woke up and got down and got back up.
It was wild. So she ended up getting pregnant and leaving back to Florida.
Side note.
Yeah. So then it ended up being me and you for 6 years.
And it was a good time.
It was
five of those years in one apartment, which is kind of unheard of.
Which is what, yeah, it was a two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment in the Valley in North Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
It was, yeah, we had cockroach problem. That was big.
We had a lot of foreigners staying with us.
We had a lot.
Hostel.
It was a hostel. We called it the C3 Hostel.
Mm-hmm.
And I named it the C3. I remember I put the C there because I love Lil Wayne, the Carter III, the New Testament, you know, so.
She actually bought something, what was that, a letter from Michaels?
Yeah.
And changed our apartment number to C3.
So the mail wouldn't come, just for my joke.
Sometimes missing packages.
That's so bad. I can't believe that it's worked out.
I said it's worth it.
Oh, yeah, missing packages for a joke. Yeah, I can't believe I did that, because, well, we didn't really have a landlord, so they couldn't have told us to stop doing that.
Mm-mm.
I painted.
We were on our own.
I did so much that I shouldn't have done in that apartment.
I remember you made that headboard, too. I don't know. What did you do with that?
I didn't make it.
Oh.
I had a boyfriend made it for me. That was a good gift.
It was.
I wanted
it
this.
It was well done.
Planked headboard. Yeah, it was kind of hot that he did that. And then I ended up giving it to somebody else. Oh, I gave it. I think I gave it to another friend of mine, and she still uses it, which is really funny.
Yes. We had a lot of stuff. We hoarded. That was back before Megan was a minimalist.
Mm-hmm.
And we had so many garage sales because of how much she hoarded.
Oh, yeah.
Our couch was a couch that Megan found on the street.
That's right.
And so proud.
I did.
We actually brought that up. And you cleaned it, right?
I mean, like a Lysol wipe.
We used it.
I didn't sage it. I didn't baptize it.
A lot of people slept on it.
So many people slept on it. And it was gross. It was tattered on one end. It was literally on the side of the road. And I was like, we need a better couch. And
we had a couch, though. I mean, I also don't remember how you got that up there.
I had friends that were boys, and they lifted
it
through.
The Aussie boys, no?
Sorry?
Was it the Aussie guys that used to?
It must have. It was some people that didn't live with us and that I talked them into pulling the couch from. Honestly, I don't know. Either way.
We had a couch.
We had a couch, and that's the moral of the story.
And it was free.
So Now it's time to take to Twitter, and I'm going to read what somebody said, and we're going to give our best, quickest tip.
Best, quickest tip. Okay.
We
the pressure's on.
Go. Healthier lifestyle. What's a quick tip for a healthier lifestyle?
Are we the best people to be asking this?
Honestly, my health fluctuates as much as my mind does. Sometimes I'm very healthy, and sometimes I eat Taco Bell in the dark.
Why in the dark?
I shouldn't be awake. The moon is sleeping, even.
Gosh, best... Wait, what? I already forgot.
Quick tip on a healthier lifestyle.
Oh, gosh. Drink a lot of water.
That's pretty good.
I don't know why I had to yell that. I'm so sorry.
Everyone's ears are bleeding. My quick tip on a healthier lifestyle is moderation.
Mm.
You can still have your Kit Kat as long as it's balanced out with like 16 salads.
Yes.
Maybe not 16 salads. That's not moderation.
Wait, what was you? I remember I tried to learn this from you. You had a Kardashian tip.
It was a Kardashian tip. It was, I think it was from Kourtney. No, Chloe. She said...
It was something about you take a nibble.
One bite.
One bite, and then you're done.
Yeah, you can have like one bite of cheesecake. Don't eat the whole thing. It's the one bite Kardashian rule.
Yes. I actually try to do that. But the problem is there'll be multiple flavors. One bite of each flavor.
I am having one bite of blueberry, one bite of raspberry, one bite of peanut butter, one bite of chocolate, one bite of vanilla chocolate. Vanilla chocolate?
It's a thing. Yeah. Twist.
I hate swirl.
What?
You guys like squirrels?
Squirrels?
You guys like squirrels?
Both the animal and the restaurant.
I hate swirl ice cream.
Why?
Because I don't like chocolate ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
But if it was vanilla and strawberry swirl, la, 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 la.
Yeah, we know how you feel about strawberry milkshakes.
If you don't know me.
Truly, the bare minimum of knowing you. For like 5 minutes, I'd say.
If you ever want to have a chance with Megan Batune, write this down.
For some reason, I'm so attracted to the aftertaste in someone else's mouth after they've had strawberry milkshakes. But, like, I don't like strawberry milkshakes, but if a boy I date sucks one down, and then I put my tongue in their mouth, then I love it. It's the aftertaste from somebody else's aftertaste.
Do you remember the first time that happened?
Uh-huh.
Okay, next question.
I'm sweating. Okay, next cue. Finding motivation. Quick tip for finding motivation.
You go first.
Okay, fine. I like Pinterest a lot for motivation. So when I was like working out a lot, or if I'm trying to like decorate something, or truly anything you can find on Pinterest. If you need a motivational quote to like get out of bed to work out, just go on Pinterest. That's my tip. Pinterest.
No, this is going to sound super corny. The people you have in your life.
That's the motivation?
Because I feel like you should have people in your life that are motivating.
So the people in your life are motivating you.
Mm-hmm.
Aw.
It's your choice who you become friends with.
Yeah.
And it's your choice who you stay friends with. There's a reason I've been friends with you for so long. I mean, again, corny. No, but people in your life. That's why, like, for me, certain people that I follow on Instagram, like, that's where one form of social media can be positive. One of my friends... She works incredibly hard and, like, she'll be very vulnerable. Like, today was a hard day, so I'm going to work even harder to overcompensate for the hard day she had. And I'm like, yeah, I shouldn't be lazy and sulk in bed. I should do something productive, too. Motivation.
Cut to me with Taco Bell in my bed. Yes, I like that. Well, you become, like, the five people that you're around the most? Is that what the deal is? All right. That's very good.
I think it's negotiable, but... Yeah,
how do we clone Bo Burnham five times so that I can just be around him?
Okay. We'll need 10 of those.
You have to just find five different people he's friends with, and then it's kind of like a transference.
Oh, Bo by proxy.
Yeah.
Okay. Maintaining a schedule. Quick tip on maintaining a schedule.
I mean, I don't know if this is much a tip. I'm so old school. I use a old school planner. I hate iCal and like
web. I hate iCal too. Everyone hates iCal. It's like the Google Maps of calendars.
Just offended.
You mean the Apple Maps of calendars?
What's the difference?
The Google Maps is the right one.
Okay, then I am wrong.
There is a wrong one? I mean, I use Waze.
Oh, how did you even get here?
In one piece. This is true. Waze sometimes takes you on some roads that you're not supposed to be making left turns on.
Waze will be like, take a left into the alligator mouth.
Anytime an Uber driver has their Waze app up, I'm like, well, hey, bud, I'm going to be 15 minutes late.
I just keep doing the sign of the cross. I'm like, I don't know if I'll make it.
Wow. Wow, you guys, I'm so... See, when I used to not use Waze, everyone used to be like, you don't use Waze?
Well, yeah, Waze was fine for a bit until they were shaving off anything to get little, like, quicker times. Shortcuts. Oh, like, man. Wow, you're shaving off my safety. Dear God.
But yeah, I don't know, time management, I love calendars.
Manual planners.
Yeah, I like manual planners, and I like having a visual... I make to-do lists for myself every day. So, and the productivity and the hypeness of crossing something off the list keeps
That's so
you going.
Hype.
You know
That's
what I
so
mean?
Hype.
Seriously, is it not?
No, it truly is. I do a to-do list, but I cross it out with an X-Acto knife because I own that bitch.
I just spit in your mic.
That'd be funny if I did that. That's hardcore. That's how Joe Rogan does his to-do list.
Holy.
But I really like manual to-do lists or I like to-do lists more than I care about manual planners. Mm-mm-mm. But this isn't really this is not a schedule thing, but kind of. It's more organizational.
It was time management, right?
Just maintaining a schedule, but I guess you can do time management.
Oh, I think just commit. Too.
The end. Well, I guess it's that easy. I have this one thing called a monitor memo board.
Oh, yes. You showed me this at your office, and I really liked it.
I have this on my iMac. It's like it has 3M adhesive on the back, and you do it on the planks. The planks or the flanks? I guess they're both the same, right?
Or the sides.
Flanking, but I think you mean flanks.
Flanks. They flank the computer.
Yes, that.
So it's on the left and the right, and they stick. You stick them there. And then they have a little 1/4 the width of post-it notes. And then when you do something, you can take them off. And I like that. I like elimination more than because when you do a to-do list and you cross it out, it's still there.
I really like how detailed you were in this description. 3M, 1/4.
I love numbers and letters. Do you know, if you've ever been to Dave & Buster's, this is why I like this so much, is Dave & Buster's has a game called Speed of Light. God. And it's so fun. And essentially, I think productive people would really like this game because it's accuracy, it's quickness, and it makes you feel like you're getting something done.
It's fun for you because you beat everybody else at that game.
Yeah, I guess that would, if someone beat me, I'd probably hate it. I like being the best.
There's nothing wrong with that.
All right, quick tip on girl drama.
Oh, stay away.
I honestly don't remember last time I had girl drama.
Quick?
Girl drama. I don't have much girl drama. But like...
I used to.
And then what?
You grow up. No, truly, I don't think... All my girl drama happened in college. And then, like, you grow up, you graduate, you don't talk to those people for years. And then, like, now, like, we'll make small talk on social media every now and then. I don't hate them.
Ick.
I don't think they hate me. I mean, I don't know. We never talked about it.
I don't know if I have a quick tip. Do you have a quick tip on girl drama?
I would say cut the girls that suck out of your life, like, as quick as possible. Mm-hmm. So that, A, you're not too attached when you do cut them out, and B, like, you don't have to worry about it for very long.
Yeah, I guess it's harder for me because all the girls in my high school were all super mean to me, so I just hung out with a bunch of guys. So it was hard.
Well, that's why I had so much girl drama in college, is because I hung out with a bunch of guys.
And they're like, why is she trying to get with my man that I've never spoken to?
Actually.
Gross.
But wait, what is it? I don't know. I think...
We can take grow up. I think both of your answers are good. Grow up and...
Move on.
Not important.
grow up and move on.
No, she said cut them out.
Yeah.
Listen. Yeah. Unimportant. Stupid. Okay. Quick tip on thrift shopping.
Ooh. Oh, this is all you, queen.
Ooh, I love me some thrift shopping.
What's the best tip that you've learned from thrift shopping? If you could tell one person something that's never thrift shopped before.
Patience.
Wow. How long would you say it takes you in one thrift store?
I probably spend a good 30 minutes to an hour in one thrift store.
That's pretty good.
And also, don't be afraid to try things on.
That's my tip, is try everything on and look at everything.
Yeah, because that's the thing with thrifting is a lot of that stuff is one of a kind, or if it's actual vintage, it's not going to fit you the way current clothing will fit you. So you might be surprised. You throw on a red dress and you're like, oh, shit. Wait, can you curse?
Oh, I love that you're asking me. The person that said like three cuss words. I love it.
But yeah, because I've been surprised.
Yeah.
And then you look at the price tag and it's like $19.99. You're like, damn, anywhere else this would be like $60 to $80.
Yeah. Even $19.99 is kind of pricey for some thrift stores.
For some thrift stores, yes. But
you're talking about true vintage thrift.
I've learned though, for dresses, if you find a really great dress, it shouldn't be, I think if you're like looking at thrift vintage, it should never be over $60.
Oh my God, never.
Certain places, like, because they'll upsell you. They'll upsell you on the designer label. But really, you're wearing used clothing.
Yeah.
I have a hard rule on not overpaying for anything. And if you go thrifting enough, you start to learn what is a normal price and what's a steal. So, but to find those gems, you got to have patience. Like, I look through everything.
Yeah. Same.
You can't see what my hand's doing, but I'm going through the hangers right now.
I agree. Quick tip on making new friends. Compliments. That's my tip. Compliment them. Mm. Open with a compliment.
That would be my tip, too.
I'm trying to remember the last time I made a new friend.
I make all my friends online now.
Oh, replying to an Instagram story is a really good way to be like, start conversation.
That's a good one. The problem with that is if they don't follow you or they don't have their DMs open, they'll never see it.
This is true. And I have tried to slip into a few DMs.
Slipping.
Like, love trying to slip into this friendship.
It's like infiltrating.
Yes. Slipping into this.
Like it was a mistake. Sliding is like smooth. Slipping, you're like,
oh, slide. Oh, is that the phrase? Is it slide? Wow, I'm old. So it's been a while since I've made a new friend.
Slipping.
Oops. I'm outdated. Wait, when was? Oh, no. I think I learned this from you. Like asking better questions.
Ooh.
You know, more interesting questions.
I like that. That's good for dating apps too.
Yeah. It works both ways though. And then you might find common ground or find something that's motivating.
Yeah. Quicker. Get to the point.
Yeah.
Everyone's a real person. We don't care about all this flip-flab. Yeah. Is that a thing?
Flip-flop?
Flip-flab? Yeah. That's not something? What's jib-jab mean?
Jib-jab.
Talking? Jib-jab is to talk.
Oh, well, yeah. It's like a flip-flab jim-jab.
A flip-flab jim-jab in the deep end.
That's exactly right. Money management. Quick tip, what?
Definitely not the best person to be asking.
So
you might have to take away.
I say, this is my dad taught me this. Did my dad teach me this? Or was it my business managers? 30% of every check, don't touch it. Either put it in a savings account or put it in a corner of your house. And then you can save or you can use the rest. 30% that you don't touch at all. Like not for bills.
Money. Yeah.
You 30% of your check, put it in a lockbox for any realtor. That's a realty joke. Put it somewhere you don't touch it. Everything that you use, 70% you can use on your bills or for your like leisure. 30% for taxes.
I use an app called Acorn. Did I tell you about this?
No, but a lot of squirrel talk again.
No, a friend told me about an app called Acorn. I think there's like multiple apps that are similar to this, I'm sure.
Full squircle. Squircle. It's full circle for squirrels.
Full acorn all the way around the oak tree.
Megan and Irene are on timeout now.
Wait, so what is acorn? Is it like mint?
I can't remember what mint's like, but acorn is attached to my bank account. So when I use my card, it rounds up the amount and then the change, like the roundup change gets put into an investment account. And then invest the money for you. But it's small change. You can decide to like invest larger dollar amounts, but I just do it for kind of like an emergency savings account because
that's
you
really
don't think
cool.
about it. Yeah.
Didn't you also do like a Google card one time? It was like Google.
Oh yeah, that was ages ago. I can't even remember how that worked though.
I think that you set your own limits on like you can spend like $50 on entertainment, $25 on whatever, and then you can only use that.
I think. But I don't remember what happened to that. I don't even know where did my Google card go?
Oh my gosh.
That's not money management. But the Acorn app really helps because that way if I need to save for something and mm-hmm. I I can say without thinking about it. And then I like will look after 6 months and be like, oh, I have enough money to, I mean, either save, or if you like want to spend it, then you're not tapping into the majority of your actual account.
Yeah.
So I'm using that Roundup change to essentially buy a flight to go to a wedding that
I've
got.
A lot
to.
Of Roundup change.
Yeah, but I saved for quite a few months and I bought myself a plane ticket to New York.
Whoa, so it works.
It works.
I love it.
Yup.
Annoying ex. Quick tips on an annoying ex.
Well, let's see. Megan's laughing because I don't have. My last ex was in fourth and fifth grade, so you take this away.
Were they annoying?
No.
I guess every fourth and fifth grader is. My tip for an annoying ex is to block them.
Oh.
Block them, block them, block them, block them, block them. Oh, my gosh. Is that how they did it? It was like a...
Yes, exactly.
Exercise not fun is our next tweet. So what's a tip for exercise when it's not fun?
Oh, when it's not fun. Mm-hmm. Or, well, to make exercise more fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I always enjoy working out with a friend.
Yes.
I mean, that is easier. But there's different ways to exercise. Like, you don't have to just go to the gym. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do at the gym, but I'll go take a dance class or I'll go hiking. You know?
I hate hiking.
I know you don't like that, but you would find something else that you enjoy.
Yes. I respect everyone that hikes. It's just like, why is it so hard? Like, I'm good at walking sometimes. I used to dance out of my shoes. Like, I would be dancing and my feet would come out of my shoes.
That's Does that so happen cute. When you hike?
Sometimes when it's steep enough. You said that's so cute.
That is cute.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll
show you. I'm dancing so hard I dance out of my shoes.
No, it's because I was so anxious that I couldn't be grounded. I had to wear shoes that were heavier so that I would stay on the ground and not, like, trip because I was so nervous to perform.
Whoa. Did not know these things.
That's I had funny. So much performance anxiety, I stopped performing. So, my tip for exercise not being fun, I agree. Doing it with a friend is super helpful. I also think music helps a lot. Change the music up. Because if you're like cycling or if you're jump roping on beat, if you can be on a beat, it feels good.
That's yes, cool. Yes, yes.
Quick tip for long travels.
Ooh, I mean, I've had to do my fair share because I fly to Korea a lot. I don't know why I'm able to do this, but I've maybe flown long flights so much that I can fall asleep as soon as I get on the plane and somehow wake up for the meals and then just wake up when I'm in the new country.
That's crazy. Yeah. And so good.
It's so helpful. I mean, I know some people drink, some people will bring a good book, but I just try to adjust my sleep schedule before I go on the flight so that I actually can sleep overnight.
Wait, so if you're going to Korea, 2 days before you leave, you're trying to be on that sleep cycle?
Not 2 days before, but like the night before. I'll just like either, depending on what time my flight is, I'll either stay up through the night so that as soon as I get on the flight, I can fall asleep, basically pull an all-nighter. Or I'll just, adjust.
That's really cool. I watched this travel series that Aziz Ansari was like giving his tips, and he said that he changes his clocks on the way to the airport to whatever country he's going to, so that because you know when you go on an international flight, your phone says what time it is, and it never fixes until you land. So you always have to keep on doing the math to it. But he just changes his analog watches in his phone to where it's just already on that clock.
That's very smart.
That's a really good
tip.
That's
a great tip.
Not my tip. Aziz Ansari.
Credit. You can also do fun exercises.
Fun exercises in the plane?
Yeah, Asian people do that. There's like I swear, there's YouTube videos where you can do in-flight exercises.
Oh, yeah. It's like you put your knees to your chest, and then you do calf raises in the aisle.
But that'll sometimes help you, like, not be so antsy. Because when you're sitting for so long, you got to get up and, like, shake your body out a little bit.
Yeah. I do burpees in the aisle. Can you imagine?
I just burp in the aisle.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I just burp.
Wait, another long flight travel tip. I just did this on my flight back home. Oh my gosh, I've never thought about it before, but I love iced coffee. And in a lot of like European countries, they don't believe in iced coffee. They say, it's not possible. I love it. They say it's not possible. My favorite thing about...
No, they say, it's not possible.
My favorite thing about Europe is half of the countries say that it's not possible. And the other half says, yes, of course. Like there's... both unequivocally are yes or no. There's no maybe. It's so much yes or it's so much no. And I like that about that place of the world.
It's because... You know what I learned? It's because it's an ice Americano. That's what you have to ask for. They don't have the concept of iced coffee doesn't exist overseas because it's just an ice Americano to them.
Sense.
I had to learn this the hard way.
Well, because Americano is espresso and water.
Yeah.
So you just put some ice in it, but I want some milk.
Yeah. Well, that's just something extra you got to ask for.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what you could do? I've always wanted this to happen to me.
A proposal on a flight?
Well, not a proposal, but, you know, just make a new friend.
Make it, oh my God, like the person next to you?
Yeah.
I've never been interested in the person next to me on a flight.
I've never either. And I've had more than one friend actually end up meeting their future spouse from a flight.
Wow.
And I've never even met a friend who was interesting.
I don't ever want to be talked to. That's my issue. But then...
But what if you just find yourself next to this grand conversation?
Wow. But if you do, you have to do it like the last hour of the flight. So you have enough... You have to like introduce and start talking the last hour.
What?
Oh, yeah.
So you're sitting next to a hot McMuffin the whole time.
Yeah, the sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a warm one. Hot even.
Boiling. Why is it liquid?
Why is it soggy?
McSteamy.
So, no, you wouldn't do that. You're telling me that you would sit next to a guy for 4 hours without saying anything, and then finally, as you're descending, be like, hi, I'm Irene.
You're right, I wouldn't do that. In theory, I really liked it.
Oh, my God, I like your tie.
Fuck, you're so right. God, you're so right.
But Irene might have a point here. If you wait till the last hour.
I might.
You might. She doesn't know what it is yet. I'll show you what it is. Because in the last hour, you could have this great conversation. And then, the flight's departing. You leave them wanting more. But then if you start too early, and it's like you run out of things to talk about, it's just like awkward because it's like, oh, God. Do I keep this going or do we just sit in silence now for like the next 2 hours?
Yes.
That is what I meant.
I see. So how about we do a middle ground, something that Europe knows nothing about?
Hates Europe. Goes to Paris for New Year's.
And then we say half of the flight, you do your own thing. The other half of the flight, you check in on them.
Yeah.
How about this?
Okay.
How about we get on the flight,
yes.
You introduce yourself. How are you? You're going home.
Small talk. Got it.
And then something hot, pull out a book. Oh, I've read that before.
So it's got to be something that everybody's read?
Everybody bring green eggs and ham on your flight. But just like interspersed throughout.
Yeah.
One time I was on a flight and a dude, this is the closest to anything ever happening, a dude was like, kind of my age, and he gave me noise-canceling headphones for me to edit on my computer with.
He gave you his?
Yeah.
What a grand gesture.
I know. But then I, like, didn't have eye contact, and I was like, I know, thank you, bye.
So what did you do when you returned it? You just still didn't look at him? You just...
I mean, I guess I returned him, probably looked him in the eye and said thank you, and then was done with it.
Whoa.
Because I just was uninterested, but it was really nice.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
If that ever happens to you again, you just slip a little piece of paper with your number and stick it in there and see if he finds it.
Oh, my God.
That's a cute little surprise.
One time I left a cute little surprise for somebody.
Sounds like
I just pooped in someone's shoe. Are you laughing because you know what I'm talking about? One time I saw that someone was reading a book and I wrote like, let's have dinner into the book and I never heard anything from it. So like, and I know that he opened, it was a laptop actually. Mm-hmm. I know he used his laptop and saw it.
You snuck it in his laptop?
Yeah. Is that weird?
Well, what if when he flipped open the laptop, it like flew out?
Okay. Are we in the Wizard of Oz?
Then he would have been like, I'll get it.
He saw it and didn't want dinner with me, and that's fine. I haven't eaten since. On that note, I'm going to download a man on this story, and we'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back. Are you ready to get back into some quick cues from Twitter?
Twitter. That was a yes.
Okay.
Twitch yes.
Instagram filters. Quick tips on Instagram filters.
VSCO?
Yeah. I like VSCO. I use Lightroom. Yeah. That's the one I like a lot. I would say don't use an Instagram filter if you can. VSCO is good. Huji is good. Lightroom is good. Those are like top. Those are the holy trinity of of Instagram apps.
Yeah.
Remember how bad original Instagram filters were?
Kelvin?
With like the borders.
Why? Ludwig?
Because I use Kelvin so much.
I hate it.
It's horrible.
It's so bad.
It's pretty bad. I mean, I look at what it used to be and it just makes me wonder why we were ever even there. Why was that ever an option?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But VSCO for people who don't know how to actually edit photos, Lightroom for the people who have, you know, some kind of knowledge.
Those are both good. Those are good goods.
Good goods.
That good good.
That good good.
That's that good good.
Quick tip on comparing yourself. Huh?
I mean, is there a quick tip for this?
Yes.
Oh, what is it?
Don't ask. No, it was, what was Bryn Nicole's? Don't ask how, ask why.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Or don't ask why, ask how.
Yeah, don't ask why am I not like that. Ask how can I be more like that if you want to. I say, I like that one a lot. I say only compare to your other selves. I am crazy. I am
There's
a psychotic.
Multiple versions of you.
Like your old self. Like only compare to who you were in the past and just say like, how am I better? How am I worse? How can I course correct?
I like that. I struggle with this too, but I think realistically, we should only be comparing to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Should is such a dangerous word.
Oh, God. Is that from, like, the 2018, like, everyone's offended dictionary? The almanac of oops?
No, that's my personal dictionary. I hate being told what I should or shouldn't do. So I'm just like, in my mind, I just don't want to say you should do this
that's
or shouldn't
nice.
Do this. But I think comparing to yourself is a great idea. Mm-hmm. And if you can stick to that, I mean, that only helps, right?
It would be good. I have another tip. I stopped using Instagram. That was nice. I do a thing called no scroll zone. So I'm only allowed to see the first thing that comes at the very top in like some stories. But even that, I've gotten lenient on the stories. I need to stop. But yeah, so instead of like looking to see what everyone else is doing and how productive they are, because also like that's, you're only getting the end result. You don't know how long it took to do this. And so you're like, oh my God, they can just do this. No, stop it.
Yeah, you don't know people's timelines and that's the danger zone.
Yeah, you're always comparing your right now to their end and that's tragic.
Quote it. That's good.
I mean, I didn't say that first. Oh. I'm sure someone else did. Noam Chomsky, I don't know. Okay, next up, very bad haircut tips.
Oh gosh, I mean, you just get it fixed.
What do you mean? What if they cut all of your hair off?
I mean, I got my hair. So, you didn't. Did I have my pixie cut when I met you?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
kind of.
Amanda. This is the whole story of how we met.
No, but it wasn't that pixie. I had it even shorter. But it's because the reason my hair got even short in the first place was because I went to one of those free haircut thingies. First of all, never do that.
What do you mean?
You know, like the things where like,
you know, like in the back of an alley and there's a guy who's like, I'm giving free haircuts.
No, when like just the Edward salons promote like their students and the students have to practice.
Oh, like Paul Mitchell.
Yeah, like places like that. I went to one of those and the chick did an uneven cut in my hair and made me look like Anna Wintour, but like 80 years old, Anna Wintour, and she wasn't even 80 yet. It was bad.
Wait, this is when you were platinum blonde?
No, this was before, but because it was so bad, I just was like, you know what, I'm just going to cut it even shorter. And so I just cut it all off and started over, and that's when I did my first pixie cut, because I was like, well, it's already uneven. The only way to fix this is to go shorter, but if I'm going to go shorter than that, because it was already like chin length and it was uneven, it's like, well, if I'm going to go shorter, I might as well just try the pixie cut now.
Whoa. Yeah, so you've had every hairstyle of anyone I know.
Quite possibly.
In the story that I was talking about of the way that we met, I'll make it snippy. We don't have to tell the whole thing unless you want to. Snippy. Nice.
Well done.
I initially met Amanda at a party. We've told this story before, so I'll just like breeze over it. I met her at a party and I had really short hair and she had really short hair, which is why I thought you were like, did you meet me at this time? It was the same haircut. And I was trying to make everyone like me right away. And I was like,
we both had shaved sides.
Yes.
Because that was the thing back then.
Yeah. I was like, thank God it was the thing back then. Because every time I show someone now, they're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like, wow, you're making me feel worse. I hope you're apologizing for that. But I was like, I love your haircut. And then she just said, it's the same as yours, and walked away. It was funny, but that's why I thought you were talking about that. Anyway, my tip for quick hair fixes is definitely going long, shorter, but also extensions if you need them. That definitely has helped me in like very bad times. Or a hat.
Oh, yeah. We were totally didn't even think about guys. Well, I didn't think about guys.
I'm always thinking about guys.
Nice.
Yeah, hats or cut it off or extensions.
Or put a little bend in it. That's the trick I've learned from you.
A bend.
Yeah, a little bend.
That's very good. It helps. Yeah, put a bend. Or gouge your eyes out, then you can't see anything. Okay.
Very helpful.
Speaking of things being blocked, creative block tips.
Ooh, you gotta switch up the, you gotta switch up the scenery.
Yeah, I like that. Switch up the scenery. I think take a break. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think, look at what the people who inspire you the most are doing.
Mm-hmm. Those are my best answers also. Not that I'm taking credit for them, but I would say everything that you say, I say. Okay, a good investment tip. You have anything that was a really good investment in your life? Doesn't have to be like money.
Napster.
Did you pay for Napster?
No.
No one paid. LimeWire, remember?
Oh, bitch.
LimeWire.
Yeah.
Oh, bitch.
That was virus.org.
I'm the worst person at investing. I always just have to ask other people. Remember when cryptocurrency was a thing? I was so close to like buying into that.
Were you really?
I'm glad I didn't.
That's so. It so confuses me. I don't understand. That's gone now, right?
I mean, I think it's still a thing, but there was a minute where like one Bitcoin was worth like $12,000.
Right.
And that's what people like 10 years ago were like, I have a bunch of Bitcoins. Yeah. Everyone's like, okay, like nobody cares.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, I'm a millionaire now.
Right.
It's still a thing. I think the hype just blew over.
Yeah.
Mm. I would say invest in a good mattress, a good pair of shoes that you can wear everywhere. I have these boots that I love. And figure out what foundation is good for you.
Well, if we're going to go in that direction...
Yeah,
because I didn't even think about it like that. I just went straight for money investments.
As we all do.
These are money investments. Well, if you are going to invest your money, just do a lot of research. Don't act on gut instinct. Ask your friends. Ask people who know what they're doing. But if we're thinking about – I saw someone talk about stop buying IKEA furniture and start buying furniture that's going to last you forever.
Love that.
But that whole mentality of, I used to be like, oh, I'll just buy a bunch of like Forever 21 clothes. No shame to Forever 21 because I still wear all that.
Yeah.
But just start to buy pieces that are actually better quality. So instead of buying a bunch of cheap stuff every month, you buy one thing that it's like, oh, it hurts a little bit now, but it's going to save me because I'm not going to buy the same thing 10 times.
Yes. That's so good. That goes with vacuums, too. Isn't that your mom's story?
Yeah.
Except for my Dyson is broken.
What? But you should be able to get it serviced. Why are we talking about vacuums?
Well, no, because I don't think you had the warranty was the problem.
Oh, the warranty.
Invest in warranties.
Curse the warranty.
Yo, warranties are like a rock solid deal.
I never buy the warranty. Oh, I don't want Apple don't care. I don't want the warranty, Amazon.
You know what's good is if you buy an expensive thing, like my investment was going to say, like, get a KitchenAid mixer. Because, like, if you buy the expensive thing, KitchenAid's going to be like, oh, you bought this $400 item once. Yeah, here's the $3 part that goes with it if you call and complain.
Yeah, but Dyson's not like that. And that was like $200.
Oh, that sucks.
Or more. And I'm mad.
That sucks.
Dyson, I hope you're listening.
We need to call Dyson.
Winter blues. Get a tip on winter blues.
Oh my gosh, I'm in that right now.
Are you? Do you have a seasonal affective disorder?
You know, I was just talking about this with a friend of mine. Yeah, I think I might.
You know they have lamps for that.
Oh, you see the Garage City episode?
Are you kidding me? It's dark at like 3 p.m.
Okay.
3:30.
Truly. Like maybe 4. Fair. But 4 p.m. feels like 9 p.m. lately.
I know. They have lamps. There's a hilarious Broad City episode about this. But it's a lamp that you, like, look at.
When the lamp is set?
When
you're experiencing seasonal affective disorder.
That's right.
But I think one thing – okay, quick tip. I think I've been learning to just reach out more to people.
Ooh.
So, like, if you're feeling down, instead of thinking about, like, what you're sad about, just think about the who's in your life and just reach out to someone.
Cindy Lou?
Yeah. The who's. Cindy who?
Cindy Lou who?
Oh, sorry. I'm not a Grinch freak.
You're not a Grinch yet? Oh, freak? Oh, wow.
Sorry. Offensive.
Hurtful.
Hurtful. Very much so. That's good. I like reaching out to people. Winter blues. What's my tip for winter blues?
Just wear pink.
I mean, have all the stuff that you, like, don't usually... You wouldn't have hot chocolate in the summer.
Yeah. Yeah.
You wouldn't have hot chocolate ever.
That's right. I don't like hot chocolate.
You don't like chocolate?
I like some chocolate. Here we go. Milk chocolate.
Specifics.
Dark chocolate.
Write this down if you want to have a chance with Megan Batuu.
I'm going to go ahead and say most of the chocolate so far.
That's it. And that's the list. Quick
list. You don't like chocolate when it's not just chocolate, is what I realized.
Oh, like the different forms of...
Yeah. I hate molten lava cake. I hate...
fudge?
I hate fudge. I hate the syrup.
Sauce.
Chocolate syrup.
Chocolate sauce.
Oh my God, nothing's been worse. Chocolate sauce? Are you kidding? What is that?
Chocolate sauce and strawberry ice cream?
No, baby. You're supposed to be eating anything strawberry with Nutella. Or from someone else's mouth.
Back to that.
Nutella is Yucktown.
No!
Nutella? Everybody who likes Nutella.
Repeat yourself.
I said Nutella is...
I don't care.
Wow, we are getting mean here.
What were you going to say? I want to know.
No.
Okay. Tell me.
Nutella is Yucktown. No. Population, everybody who likes Nutella.
Oh, that's hurtful. That's going to sting for a while.
Sting like the taste Nutella leaves in your mouth.
Are you kidding me? Have you ever had
that? That was low blow. That was low blow.
How can you be a chef, pastry chef, and not like Nutella?
I'll make stuff with Nutella in it, but I won't like it.
Like what?
Like, I'll do like Nutella brown butter cookies and stuff, but like, ugh.
Mm.
Ding.
Rough.
Quick tip for trust issues, because now I have a lot with this Nutella girl.
Oh.
I don't know.
Collective. Ooh.
Trust issues. Quick tip for trust issues. I think it's not about the other person. Obviously, they're going through something, but what can you take out of, like, what you experience from it? And then try and fix that part of you, because everyone's always going to have their own weird trust issues, and you're going to have them with everybody else if you don't go, hey, I know that this is a me thing, and I can fix this.
Yeah, I think you're onto something here.
Like, take inventory on you.
Yeah, I think a lot of times we want to point blame at other people. Sometimes we can just take a look at ourselves and wonder, what insecurity do I need to face that this is being, you know, caused from?
Quick tip on the 21st birthday.
I was just going to say to black out. But
oh,
I was
that's
about to say,
your tip?
I was about to say don't black out.
My tip was to not...
Those are better tips.
Well, my tip is actually, because, like, you're going to blackout, so my tip is to prevent feeling crappy afterwards by, what's that thing that rappers take before? It's like kids' medicine, but they take
Pedialyte.
My tip would be Pedialyte.
I would say just try to, I would say just the only limit you need to have is, you know, maybe tell yourself, hey, maybe I want to have these memories tomorrow.
Aw.
You know, you want to remember your birthday. I don't want to black out and forget, like, half the night. Don't you
want
to remember? Instead of having other people tell you, oh, you know what you did last night?
You know what might be good is if, like, if you have a whole, like, fun day first where you're not really drinking yet and, like, you're just, like, spending time with the people you're going to be with that night.
Uh-huh.
Just so you definitely have a solid foundation of, like, what your 21st birthday was. And then whatever happens at night is fun, too.
I think that's how it normally goes, right?
Yeah.
Unless you're day drinking, which is wild for a 21-year-old.
Oh, right.
Well, I guess I bet people do that.
I was about to ask, like, why is 21 such a big deal about drinking a lot? And then I forgot that's the legal age.
It's crazy.
But, like, who really follows that anymore?
A lot of people.
Yeah, I did.
Most people.
Really? People still wait till they're 21 to drink?
Well, I mean, like, it's very hard to get into places if you're not 21.
Oh, people
So
are
I think
really
most people
down.
Are just like, I'll just wait till my friend, like, brings beer over or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Quick tip on adult life.
Oh, gosh. Are any of us adults? Just kidding.
I would say that I would like to be one day.
You're such an adult.
Quick
You're a great adult.
Tip on adult life. Oh, just try to pay off your debt as soon as you can.
Ooh, good tip.
Oh, wow.
That's the thing that makes me feel like I'm not an adult.
I like that. I think my adult tip is try and get to know yourself as quick as possible. Maybe not as quick. It takes time, but like check in with you. I like that better. A lot. A lot.
I think the older we get, we forget that it's okay to treat ourselves.
You need to.
Yeah.
We're all going to die. So why not have fun now? And in your next lives. Unless, of course, you don't think we have next lives. Next question. Unhealthy deliciousness.
What does that
tips.
Mean?
I think it means what's your favorite bad food?
I'm going to take some leeway on this. Unhealthy deliciousness?
Uh-huh. What's something that you can eat and not feel bad about because it's so good? You can't even be mad at yourself because you're in complete ecstasy when it hits that tongue.
Oh, you know me. I have a sweet tooth.
What is your favorite sweet food?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I like cold things.
So, like, something that anyone that hasn't had it absolutely needs it or they haven't really lived.
That's a great way to put that.
So there's this thing called a yuzu Eskimo cake or bar, and it's like a yuzu type of cream over like a Oreo crust.
Uh-huh.
With sometimes, I mean, the setup will be different depending on which restaurant you go to, but it's so good. And it's not that bad for you. Mm-hmm. That's the one Irene's showing a picture right now, and it's so good.
It's Oreos with cheesecake?
But it's yuzu is like a citrus,
oh.
So it's not really a cheese.
Oh.
But when I say not really, it's not.
It's not at all a cheese,
not
you see.
Not at all. No. But it is various even. Forms of chocolate that you might not like.
Ah, yuck.
But that and or Korean barbecue.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay.
Excess, but it's protein.
Yeah. Here's the thing about Korean barbecue. If you go, you need to get, number one, the steamed egg. But the second thing, this is how you know it's a good Korean barbecue restaurant, is they give you a little ramekin of coarse sea salt with sesame oil. That's when you know you're in a good place. That's you are in the good place. My best unhealthy food, I think, is either the butter cake from Ruth's Chris. R.I.P.
Wait, no, you like the bread pudding from Ruth's Chris.
What?
And the butter cake from Mastro's.
I don't like anything from Mastro's. Pew, ding.
I thought you liked the bread pudding from Ruth's Chris.
Yeah, I do.
They have butter cake too?
Nope. I'm half wrong, and so are you.
Yeah, I love that.
I don't know either of these things.
Yes, you... Have
we not
have,
been... Not the butter cake.
Well, we that's We've Mastro's. Have we been to Ruth's Chris?
Yeah, but we didn't... I don't think we got dessert.
Well, we should have. And also, okay, if you live in Florida, Tijuana Flats has these things called cookie dough flautas, which is like a flauta. Yes, please search it so I can look at it. It's a flauta, which is like a rolled up, fried whatever's inside of it. And it's cookie dough and you dip it in chocolate. Oh, my God. I'm a hypocrite. You dip it in chocolate sauce.
Oh.
This is the... Yeah, okay. So I found some cracks in my life. Oh, my God, yes. So, oh, my God. My mom had a chocolate fountain for my graduation party, and we got, like, 60 cookie dough flautas, and it was horrifically good. So that's my thing. What about you?
Oh, I have two.
Only one.
Okay. A warm homemade chocolate chip cookie, like, 2 minutes out of the oven.
Whoa. Mm. What's the best tip to make a chocolate chip cookie?
Ooh.
Don't say love. That's not an ingredient we can buy.
Put sea salt on top.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I mean, that should just be mandatory at this point.
It is. It has to be. conversation skills. Quick tip on conversation skills.
We love this.
This will be interesting. What's a good tip? Good quick tip for having a conversation or a good one.
Don't forget to also ask in response. Oh, we talk about this all the time.
If you don't reciprocate the question, that's bad.
Immediate cancellation.
That means you don't care at all. It makes me feel like you don't care.
Absolutely. It's become one of my biggest pet peeves because, like, you ask. Yeah, no, actually, no. It all boils down to just feeling like the other person has no interest in you whatsoever.
Right. That's a good dating tip, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ask questions.
And then just ask, how about you?
Yeah.
In return.
That's a good one. I wish I had thought of that. Mine, if I can't take that one, it would be ask deeper questions. Because everyone gets asked all the time, like, how are you? How's your day? Mm-hmm. What are you working on next? That's the question I hate the most. Who cares? I'm not my work. Get away.
Yeah.
Ask me about, like, my favorite roller coaster. Like, when's the first time I threw up? Like, let's talk.
Yeah. Think outside the box.
Get into it.
Try to avoid yes or no questions. And if it's something where it's like, what is your favorite whatever, ask why.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I watched this TED Talk the other day about, like, interviewing people, and she said to ask questions that are open-ended, so use, like, who, what, where, why, and when. How is, like, meh, whatever. How'd you do that? I mean, like, that would be good. But usually, like, what was it like when you did this? Not like, oh, I saw you into the Everglades. Was it fun? That's a terrible way to open up a conversation, because they'd go, yeah, oh, okay. Cool. And so it's like, oh, I saw you to the Everglades. Like, when was the first time that you knew you wanted to go? And then you could figure out, oh, my God, you've always wanted to go since you were 8, la, la, la. Then you know so much more.
Oh, absolutely. Or, like, what was something that stuck out to you the most?
Mm-hmm.
Or, I don't know. It's just, like, there's just better ways to ask questions.
Yeah. Mainly, don't make them yes or no.
Done.
Overworked quick tip.
I'm just going to leave this one to you.
Yeah.
I know. We're addicted to... working.
We're the worst.
But I think there's nothing wrong with being ambitious. It goes back to don't forget to treat yourself.
Yeah. The same thing. Like, check in. Take breaks.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's weird because I don't feel really... The times I feel the best is when I'm making the most. Like, things that people can see and people can like and feeling like I did something. I hate not being productive. And I've never... cracked that little code about me. But even so, you can take a little bit of time to be productive and work, and then just clock out of everything. Take some time that, like, work can't penetrate your little personal space.
If there's anything that I've learned about overworking is, one, everything's a choice. So, you know, you choose how you fill up your day. So you can also choose to make sure you schedule in some time. I mean, that boils down to priorities. So, you know, if it means putting yourself first before some other things, so be it. And then, two, I think a lot of times people confuse rest with laziness, but rest can be productive, too. So in order to, you know, have the stamina to have the energy to work and stay busy, you need to rest. And that can be in many different forms. For some people, it's literal rest as in sleeping, napping, or rest as in, like, doing things that just refuel your energy.
Yeah, absolutely. Bam. Quick tip on crushes. What up?
Did I tweet this to you?
No, actually.
Because this is what I need help on.
What is a good quick? The difference is, like, there's some crushes that like you more than you like them. Mm. And then you have some crushes where you like them more than they like you. So it's kind of a two-parter because, like, the crushes that you like them more than they like you, I would say be there a little bit and then retract your presence a little bit. Intensity and scarcity. We talk about this, like, kind of a lot. Make sure that they know that you're around and, like, they can see how cool you are. And then you got tiptoe away until they're like, oh, what happened? I missed something. Or leave them on gray. When they text you, don't be the last one to text.
That's a good one.
That one's a good one. Because two reasons. It makes you able to text them again without double texting. And it's like, I want more from you. You didn't reply.
I'm the worst at the text game.
So am I.
I'm the worst. Also, I just have a problem with always needing the final say in things.
Oh, really?
I like having the last word.
I love
it's
that.
It's a very That's selfish so thing. But I don't, man, I guess if I had to, and this is maybe some of my own advice, is just don't be afraid forever. So if you need to say something, say something.
Ooh.
So you don't regret it. You don't regret not saying anything. Because I think more likely than not, you will regret more not saying something than having said something and not gotten the answer that you wanted.
Mm.
I would rather at least know than be stuck wondering the whole time.
Yeah, I feel that.
No, I mean, it's not,
well,
easy.
It's not easy.
It's not easy.
I don't hold it, but I am feeling it. You know, I don't hold the same value yet because I wish I could say some stuff to some people. It's like Schrodinger's cat, though. Until I tell him how I feel, he may like me and he may not. It's almost better because it's 50% more that he does if he told me he didn't.
I mean, you never know. You never know. But, and no one's saying that you have to do it right away. You can take your time to get there.
Yeah.
But
we'll take some time on it.
Yeah.
We'll sleep on it for a couple decades.
Oh,
that's
fine. Next life.
Quick tip on becoming independent.
Ooh, I like that. I think just this has to come with security in yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you're not secure in yourself, then anything you do on your own is not going to be enjoyable for you. Because the whole thing about being independent is that certain things are enjoyable on your own.
Mm.
If they're not enjoyable, then it's not the right... I mean, there's something missing there.
Yeah.
But
I don't want to say try to do it on your own, because that's just like, I've always tried to do that. Even I remember like taking in that couch or like something where you would be like, you can't move that. And I'd be like, yes, I can. And then I would do it and then hurt myself just to prove that I could do something on my own. That's terrible. Don't do that. Ask for help. But here's one thing, though, that I feel really good at. When I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to be alone forever. And then I'm trying to put on a dress where it has, like, a zip up. And I'm like, I need someone to zip this. And then I zip it on my own. And I go, no, I don't. I'm fine. I say celebrate the small victories and when you can accomplish something on your own.
Yeah.
Like a zipper.
Like, hey, anything counts when you do it on your own.
It sounds good. But then I was like, I feel like some people would be like, that sounds bad.
No, but I mean, it doesn't matter how big or small the accomplishment is on your own. It's still something that, like, you can give yourself a little pat on the back for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, quick tip on getting sleep.
Oh, you have some tips for this, because I remember you used to talk to me about, like, making sure, like, your electronics are maybe in a different room or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Someone once told me, like, buy an actual alarm clock instead of using your phone as an alarm clock, because, like, a lot of people will use your phone as your alarm clock as the excuse that it's right next to your head. But get an actual, you know, plug-in clock or whatever alarm clock that you need, and literally put everything else in another room so that you can't even be tempted by it.
I did that, and I haven't transitioned yet. I bought the analog alarm clock, but I still keep using my phone. But what I want to do is put the alarm on and then turn my phone off, like power it off, and then put it in a drawer across the room. Mm. But I haven't done that yet. It sounds really nice in theory. It sounds amazing. When I turn my phone off, I feel free.
It's nice. Sometimes I wish I could not have a phone at all.
Whoa.
Would be, I think, amazing. Or also, you can always invest in a book that you know is very boring and that you've never been able to finish. And then you read a page and it just puts you to sleep.
My recommendation, Animal Farm. Bad book. I'm going to read it again because I am like much smarter than I was
offended
when I was in the seventh grade.
Oh, it was a middle school book?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It was a high school one for me.
Really? Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why I hated it, because I was so dumb in the seventh grade.
It's there's
too busy getting my period in social studies.
Oh my God, I got mine at a bar mitzvah. I was wearing a white dress. It was not so good.
Oh my God, ta-da.
Funny.
Yeah. Any last closing tip for that? That's our, actually, we have one more.
Don't take naps. I hate naps.
Oh, my God.
Whenever I take a nap, if I, like, accidentally fall asleep, I can't sleep that night.
Really?
Here it comes. We have a nap aficionado and a nap hater.
Wow.
Here we go. Give us...
Battle it out.
Yeah. From the... Yeah, who can sleep the quickest? Who... Give us one worst thing about naps, and then you tell us one best thing about naps. And go. At
you
the
wake
same
up.
Time.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
You wake up feeling groggy and, like, not knowing where you are.
Cool.
You do feel groggy. This is true.
No.
All right, so I won.
No.
What's the best thing?
It depends how long you're napping for, though.
What's the napping sweet spot?
I think the napping sweet spot is anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes.
Oh, wow. How can you even fall asleep in that time?
I mean, if you're really tired
to the point
that you need a nap. Like, I've taken 15-minute naps in my car because I just needed a
I've done that
quick
before.
Refresher. I also have... It doesn't work for everyone, but I heard it's a scientific thing, mm-hmm. and it has worked for me. You drink coffee before your nap.
Ooh.
You drink coffee before your nap. You sleep for about 20 to 30 minutes, and then you actually wake up feeling pretty refreshed.
But you can only fall asleep in a nap if you're tired.
Yeah, but coffee doesn't affect me. I mean, this is why it's different for everyone, because caffeine doesn't affect me immediately. I have to have maybe 2.5 coffees before I start to feel the caffeine.
That's wild.
Yeah. So nice little drink before I sleep. Like, other people will drink some alcohol. I'll drink
That's your
caffeine.
Nightcap? It's
yeah.
a nightcap?
Yeah.
Ooh! Here's a quick question before our very last Twitter cue, since we're talking about things that we need excess of. Have you seen Patch Adams?
Yes!
You know at the very end where the grandma is swimming in a pool of noodles?
Apparently not.
Wow, is this the wrong movie? Do I just want to swim
I've
in a pool of noodles?
I've never seen Patch Adams.
Patch Adams is the one where I'm thinking of Benjamin Button.
Oh. Very different.
But also
pool
a
of
name.
Noodles. Just type in pool of noodles, Patch Adams.
Oh, I did.
Okay, so.
Is this someone with,
Wow, that looks like
Spider-Man?
Chicken noodle soup. No, Spider-Man? What?
What's his name?
Oh, no, it's Robin Williams.
Oh, okay. Never
in
mind.
An old lady in a pool of noodles.
Those Got it.
Two top billing.
Got it.
So if you were in a pool of something and you have to eat your way out of it, what is the food or substance? And it can't be like a liquid. You have to eat it.
Cinnamon.
Well, I guess you can do coffee. It could be liquid.
Oh, but it wouldn't be. I don't think it would be coffee for me.
Salmon nigiri.
Ooh.
Oh, what an expensive pool.
I didn't know we were footing the bill for this pool.
That is so good.
I'm trying to think of something in excess of.
I would probably do French fries.
Oh, I would do watermelon.
Oh, that's good. Last question. Quick tips for a breakup recovery.
Well, again, something I'm not very well versed in.
I say, what?
Oh, I was just going to say, find a show that you like and watch it literally all day.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it's your active brain is at rest, so you're not, like, thinking about it and overthinking. And then by the next day, you've already, like, repaired a little bit mentally.
What's the best breakup show? We'll say it at the same time. One, two.
Oh, wait, I forgot the name of mine. Hold on. Wait.
Best breakup show.
The best show to binge after a breakup.
Oh.
I have one.
Oh, okay. I know mine.
We'll all say it at the same time. Do you have one? It's like Contact.
Sure.
One, two, three.
Life in Pieces.
Life in Pieces?
Uh-huh.
I said Sex and the City.
That's good. Sex and the City is great. I've never seen that. I said Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, that one's perfect. Life in Pieces is that it's just like a really good like family sitcom.
Aww.
It's so funny and good, and the writing is hilarious.
That's what
I watched all day after I had a breakup once.
Happy breakups, guys.
I mean, I haven't had breakups, but I probably, knowing me, would figure out how I can keep myself so incredibly busy.
Yes.
But that's, I know at the end of the day, I'm just distracting myself, but I would do anything.
I mean, that's what everything
is. Oh, yeah.
Is.
Oh, that's what you need to do, right,
yeah.
after a breakup? Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I would just try to find ways to make myself incredibly busy. I think if I relax, then I can't let my body rest because
yeah.
then that'll allow too much space for me to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I need to be focused and busy.
That's literally how I built my business.
Oh.
From breakups.
Breakups. Like, so every surge.
The past inertia of being heartbroken is the reason why I'm here.
Oh, man. Every surge of company growth is following a breakup.
Thank you, every ex-boyfriend, for every deal.
Thank you. Next.
Oh, we did it. Amanda, thank you so much.
Thank you, Megan Batoon. Thank you, Irene.
Before you go, what are you working on?
Oh, yes. I am almost officially a first-time published children's author. And by published, I mean self-published. But
did we harmonize?
Kind mm-hmm. of.
Wait, let's do it again.
Woo! Not harmonize. You guys are on the same note.
Oh, let's try again.
How do you,
I'll go lower, maybe.
Because I don't know if I am.
You wait, I said I would go lower. Oh. You do the same note. Nothing just said worse.
Progressively.
It was so timid. Both of us were like, hi. All right, fine. Yeah. Self-published. Yeah. So what's the book about?
This is a children's book. And it's called Life Lessons with Libra Ryan, and it's based off a character I created that I used to make videos of bad dancing. And I made a little story about this girl who marches to the beat of her own drum. And it will be available online for purchase sometime in early December.
Where do we get it?
It's going to be available on Amazon.
Okay.
And I think barnesandnobles.com. But I will have a follow-up that will have all the purchasing details. But if you have any nieces or nephews or kids, or if you just really love children's books and, you know, want to have a little keepsake, because it's a very cute, charming book, I think.
I love it.
And I like watching people's reactions when they read it, because I see them smiling to themselves. And I think it has that effect on any age, whether you're a child or you're grown up.
Oh, my God.
So I would love for you guys to get your own copy. Anyone who's listening can buy one.
That's amazing. So, okay, you'll post about it when yes. you
when it's get- a, yeah, when I get an official for sale date, I will post about it. But it's definitely going to be on Amazon. So if you don't have an Amazon account, just hit me up and I will personally ship one to you.
Whoa.
If you cannot have Amazon do it. But
Look
I feel like Amazon's
you.
Kind of everywhere.
Yeah, Amazon is everywhere. You know what's not everywhere is eBay. I mean, it is everywhere, but like not a lot of people are using eBay anymore.
Yeah, I've never actually bought anything on eBay before.
Neither have I. I probably bought some weird like.
That's where people buy like old Beanie Babies and stuff, right? Like that's like very like person to person selling.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Amazon just robots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually.
AI
drones.
But
yes. Thank you. Please buy one.
Yay!
Congratulations. That's so cool.
Thank you. And shout out to Naz, who is my illustrator.
That's incredible. Yay! Get it. Where can they follow you to go find the updates?
Suki Styles on Instagram. SUKIESTYLES.
Wow, that could be like the Mickey Mouse.
So, I've been reading a lot of her.
If you have a sticky situation or burning concern, leave us a question at justatipshow@gmail.com and be sure to sign off Sleepless in Seattle style so we don't out your true persona. We do tip jars every now and then, so if you want to be a part of these, follow me at Megan Mattoon and I'll ask for quick questions for the next episode. Thank you, Toda. I just turned into Amir Blumenfeld.
Whoa, you have glasses?
Yeah!
You're a chipmunk? Oh my gosh, where did you get that facial hair?
That was a HeadGum Podcast.